Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Meeting, I am speaking with Mary Gavin, who's with USDA's Rural Development Division. And we're talking about innovations for sustainability, and particularly with regard to renewable energy sources. Mary, you talked about some of the programs that USDA has that that help get more renewable energy out there on the farm. Tell us about those.
Well, we have what we call our energy efficiency program, where we do replacing of existing equipment or construction of like solar panels, you know, to facilities or buildings so that they make their business more energy efficient. So you have to show a reduction in energy cost in order to qualify. And then there's a program called the, renewable energy, where you're taking like any type of bioenergy and your showing that you're changing a source of energy so that it's more energy efficient. So
one of those is REAP, right?
REAP, uh-huh. That's REAP is the actual, I guess, the acronym for both the renewable energy and for the energy efficiency. We actually also finance like energy audits, and so we can make a grant to like an electric co-op provide energy audits to those commercial businesses. And so that helps cut down the cost, because part of the application requirement is providing a technical report or energy audit. And they just have to show that there is an energy savings.
Well, how successful have these programs been in helping to, get more renewable energy out there?
About 4 years ago is when the state of Florida really kind of got involved with it. And the first year, we only made 2 grants. And then the second year didn't really take off that much. And so we might have made about 4. And this, like 2 years ago is when it really started to take off in the state of Florida. And we probably made about 30 energy grants 2 years ago. And then this past year, we received probably about the same number of applications. And I believe we'll be able to fund all of them. So they usually, they're primarily those little energy efficiency where replacing some little piece of farm equipment, or some kind of lighting, because businesses also are eligible for it. It's not just a farmer, but a small business. So you could have a grocery store that may need to replace the refrigeration. So what's important is that you have that, since it's only 25% of the total project costs, and you have a lot of owner investment, for those programs. So it's not just a complete grant from the government. I mean, you've got primarily the investment on behalf of that owner.
So you specifically work then in the state of Florida?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. Of course, it is a federal agency, so we have, offices around the nation, that can provide that service.
Well, we're waiting on a farm bill, and of course, these programs are funded through the farm bill. They're authorized through the farm bill and then funded through that way. So I was wondering, while we're waiting on a farm bill to be approved, what is the status of these programs in the farm bills through the House and Senate?
Well, my understanding is that the REAP program and, like I discussed earlier, the value-added grant program, that those programs are going to stay around. I mean, they're very popular within the House and the Senate, and, of course, the president is very supportive of renewable energy and energy efficiency. We have had several other energy programs that in the Farm Bill that they haven't been funded, but those two programs I feel like will be around for a while.
And they did get funded in the carryover with the extension.
Yeah,
so,
mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Mary?
No, just that we're here as a public service and public servants to help you. And if anybody needs any of our help, please feel free to call their local rural development office.
Thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.